listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We are back. Nathan Skirra, Matt Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The stars continue to funnel into the Dog Bowl in Berea, joining Vince Conti, friend of the show, Ken Carmen, who I will be hosting the Mike Pettine Show with later tonight, which is going to be a lot of fun. You want to check that out at 7 o'clock here on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. We got a date on Thursday, baby! Last night we had a date on Wednesday, Monsoon, didn't we, in the AFFL draft, dominating the Miz. It was glorious. All right, we said earlier, went through the offense. We called the quarterback a push. We called running backs favorite advantage, Jets. Wide receivers, advantage, Jets. Tight ends, advantage, Browns. Offensive line, advantage, Browns. Let's go to the defensive line now. This is a tough one because that's where the Browns' biggest improvements have been made.
Sure.
Maybe the best defensive player on the Jets, Sheldon Richardson, won't be playing in this one, but they still have Muhammad Wilkerson. They still have Leonard Williams, who they drafted up there. They've got Damon Snacks Harrison, a guy who started every game for the Jets last season, 68 tackles. They had the fifth-best rush defense in the league. They've allowed the lowest yards per carry in the league over the last 3 years. It seems to me right now, I think that the Browns are certainly deeper on the defensive line, but I think the talent still, until proven otherwise, goes. You got to go with the Jets.
I agree. They're the proven front so far. And I thought if we had not finished 32nd overall, and then we make the additions that we did, you can make a case for the Cleveland Browns to be at or about the same level. But for right now, as you mentioned, until proven, the Cleveland Browns are still in a prove it to me phase. Danny Shelton on paper, and so far what we've seen in training camp, the scrimmage, and the preseason games has lived up to the billing of being drafted 12th overall. Randy Starks, Desmond Bryant, and changing the math as we continually talk about with Danny Shelton. But for right now, they have to get the nod. The Jets get the advantage there.
They do. All right, let's go to the linebacking core. I think the Browns with Carlos Dansby, Christian Kirksey, Paul Kruger, Barkevious Mingo, Scott Solomon, Nate Orchard, Craig Robertson, they're deeper. I think they're more talented as well. This Jets linebacking core, nobody had double-digit sacks a year ago. Calvin Pace, he had 5 in his 13th season. David Harris, career-high 150 tackles, but you funnel one guy the tackles there. Demario Davis last year, 125 tackles, second season with 100-plus. Solid young player. You didn't like him in pass coverage. And then Quentin Copels. This is not an outstanding group.
No.
I'd say the Jets are very good up front. They're very good on the back end. In the middle, they're mediocre. And I think the Browns are better at the linebacking core.
I do, too. And for all those same reasons, and I think that I wouldn't be surprised, though, if David Harris, who's been a tackling machine and had his best years, with everything getting funneled to him, that if he doesn't have a breakout kind of stat-filling year, the way I kind of look at a Carlos Dansby, only because the different defense, he'll be blitzing a lot more. He won't essentially be back just being a tackling machine in this new Todd Bowles renovated defense.
Now we go to the defensive backfield, the secondaries. An interesting one here. Revis, Cromartie, Buster Skrine. Maybe the best cornerback trio in the National Football League on paper. The Browns, they feel they're right there. Joe Hayden, Kaywan Williams, Tremont Williams. I think it's probably a slightly better cornerback room. Maybe it's close with the Jets, but I think the safeties, where they've got Calvin Pryor, Marcus Gilchrist, we've got Pro Bowlers Dante Whitner, Tashaun Gibson, advantage to the Cleveland Browns with the secondary overall. But let me be perfectly clear, I'm not going crazy. Both of these secondaries have a massive advantage over their offensive counterparts.
They definitely do, and I think if you go play by player, I think you got to give Revis the nod over Joe Hayden, like many national and local analysts most likely would. I think Tremont Williams is probably in Green Bay has flown under the radar because he's been with one team his entire career, whereas Cromartie has jumped from San Diego out to Arizona or to New York, then out to Arizona, now back to the New York Jets, and they're with opposite Darrell Revis, and why they're getting talked about even in this conversation. Buster Skrine grew into his role in Cleveland. He's gotten broken off this year. It's yet to be determined what role he'll essentially play and how good he is, but I think you're right. I give the cornerbacks an advantage to the New York Jets, but I give our safeties a significant advantage over the New York Jets safeties. So all in all, I believe it's a push.
And Antonio Cromartie struggled a little bit last year. I don't think he had his best season down there in Arizona. Now, he says he was a little bit nicked up, so we'll see what that ends up, what that the case ends up being. We'll see it this weekend again, but a big advantage for that team and their safeties, their cornerbacks against our wide receivers, and I think that's pretty obvious there when you look at it that way. All right, so we got the Browns with the advantage at the linebackers and with the overall safety advantage, special teams advantage. I think the Browns certainly very improved. I'm going to give the Browns the advantage with Andy Lee at punter. Nick Folk, a more proven commodity as a kicker, made over 32 field goals last year for the Jets ahead of Travis Coons. And then I think it's going to come down to the return game and the coverage. They're both very good. We'll see what happens there. But I think special teams and quarterback are going to go a long way to determining this game.
They definitely will. And I'm not going to give the Cleveland Browns an advantage. I'm not going to give the Jets an advantage. I think it's going to be a push. Coach Tabor, significant amount of experience in the National Football League as a special teams coach. And while we have better players, Bademose, Marlon Moore, guys that fit our scheme, I think Bobby April, the new special teams coach there in New York, after 25-plus years of experience in the National Football League, his scheme may be a little bit better than the Browns, and the players buying into that the Jets players buying into that scheme and their execution, I think will kind of be a wash for both sides.
All right, so breaking it down, we've got push at quarterback, running back, and wide receivers with the Jets, tight end and offensive line with the Browns, defensive line to the Jets, linebackers, DBs to the Browns, and special teams a push. It's really going to come down to, can the Browns' offensive line do enough against the defensive line of the Jets for this team to score enough points to win this game, and vice versa, can the Browns' D-line control the line of scrimmage and limit Chris Ivory? That's going to be, we're going to find that out on Sunday. When we come back, we've got a quick roundtable. Andrew Gribble, Scott Petrak will join us, and then we might have an awesome guest for the final segment here of the show. Zagura Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 4. We'll be back right after this.